Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 7th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released April 28th and 29th, 2003.
Nazarene, here's a good question right out of the news. What is your opinion of women in the military?
This is a very difficult question, Alora. My personal feelings are that women have every right to serve in the military and to rise to any rank that they are capable of reaching. But I am very, very upset with women serving in combat areas where they are in danger of being captured by the enemy and abused. The things that have happened in Iraq are proof of what happens when a woman falls into the hands of a cruel and despisable enemy, that the men of that race think that a woman is good for only one thing, and they torture women and rape women and abuse women because they think they are a secondary race, and how dare they raise their hands against men. Men like this are so despisable and so cruel and so inhuman that women should not be exposed to them. I do not believe women should go into combat areas. They should serve in secondary roles, manning bases at home, manning bases overseas, flying combat missions that would not cause them to fall into the enemy's hands, guiding places that where if they were shot down, they could be recovered by our own people and not the enemy. I know this is unpopular, but these are the feelings in my soul. I respect every woman that fights for her country. I have nothing but admiration for them, but I want them kept safe.
Aw, that's nice, Nazarene. But some women are not gonna like that one bit.
I'm not too concerned, Alora, with those who will not like it. Those who love God will understand I am speaking from His love and kindness.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death. It may be found at https://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm. Nazarene, our friend Jesse sent this question. I now know that the books of Revelation and Apocrypha are total fabrications designed to serve the greedy, which brings to mind this question. Would you be so kind as to tell us what the names of all the remaining false books are?
Leave it to our good friend Elgard to come up with a difficult question. Actually, there are no other false books in the Bible itself. There are some other writings outside of the Bible that are associated with Christianity that are totally fraud, but I think most people easily recognize those. There are a few other areas in the Bible itself that are a little shady, not because of false teachings put in, but because of omissions left out, things that were supposed to have been put in it, but were not put in because they contrared the teachings of some of the leaders of the church of that day, and they didn't want them added because they didn't want the lies that they were following exposed. But most of the rest of the Bible is pretty well accurate. There is a little tiny bit of different interpretations, but you can be assured that when you read through the Bible now, except for the book of Revelations, you will find that most of it flows along and makes sense. When you come along to a part that totally makes no sense with the rest of the Bible, you need to question it pretty heavily. And when you come along to the teachings of someone outside of the Bible that says they are the teachings of God, and they say hate and kill anybody that is different, you know they're not of God. They're of the creatures of darkness.
I understand that, Nazarene. I bet there's plenty of them out there. Unfortunately, as a book reviewer, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, like the one that said I like boys. Now that was a real winner.
We'll be back after the break.